Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wow, what a game. What a game, guys. Texas A&M falls to Houston. Final score 100-95. And the first thing I've got to do is tip my freaking cap. As you can probably tell by the sound of my voice, I sound exhausted because that game was one that really was an emotional roller coaster ride and was exhausting to watch to be honest with you. Man, what a comeback by Texas A&M, by the way. You know, terrible free throw shooting. I know that's something, folks, in College Station, I think you could start there, right? I mean, you're going to look back on that and say, what could have been, what if Texas A&M shoots 64% from the free throw line? And this is something that haunted them all season long, right? Aggies ranked outside of the top 200 nationally in shooting free throws. And it killed them again. You go 29 of 45. You miss 16 free throws in this game, and you lose by 5 points, right? You think about the free throws you missed in regulation, right? It was a great comeback to get you to overtime, but it probably should not have taken that. So, you know, what could have been with the free throws and just making your free throws? And that's something that it's so excruciating and it's so painful, and it's just like it makes you want to rip your hair out. But even with that, Texas A&M guys obviously down five at halftime. It looked like late Houston may pull away. I mean, what a crazy last couple minutes in that ball game. Texas A&M hitting the big three as time expired to send the game to overtime. I mean, guys, you look at the individual stars. Tyrese Radford played his freaking heart out, 10 for 22 from the field, had 27 points in the ball game. Wade Taylor doing Wade Taylor things, although, guys, you know, he went 5 of 26 from the field. But, hey, he was the one guy on A&M squad who could make free throws. 8 of 9 from the charity stripe, 21 total points for him. Obaseki had 15 points in this game. Garcia with 12. Aggie shot 39% from the field, 35% from three. And, of course, guys, like I mentioned, that dreadful 64% from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Houston shot 52% from the field, 32% from three, and 70% at the free throw line. I mean, guys, there's really nothing here. You look at this game. I mean, yes, the free throws, that's something I think people are going to continue to harp on and hammer, and you got to make your free throws. I mean, bottom line, you got to make your free throws. I don't know if that's, you know, here's the thing with free throws. It's not a physical mistake. It's a mental mistake. Here's what I mean by that. A physical mistake is something where, hey, ball tips off, or, you know, you shoot a long distance three, or shoot a three, right, where the variables are, you know, different things can happen, right? You're not 100% doing that. So it happens, right? You're locked in, your focus, for whatever reason, just didn't go in, right? You make a mistake, you make a blunder, you did everything you could to make the right play, you're locked in, didn't happen. That's sports, it happens. Free throws, guys, are something where these guys, whether it's in practice or games or whatever, they've made thousands of free throws. And I know nobody's going to be 100% free throw shooting. I get that. But they've made thousands of free throws. It is more a mental mistake than a physical mistake when it comes to free throws. It is simply put being locked in that moment, being focused on the task at hand, and taking care of your business. I mean, really, truly, right? And I'm not sitting here trying to say that Texas A&M wasn't locked in, but missing free throws, more of a mental mistake than a physical mistake.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Buzz Williams and company, they got a long offseason to figure out how they can fix that. And I think you saw, guys, by the way, Texas A&M, one of the most volatile teams in the SEC, in really all of college basketball this season. You saw more of that tonight, right? I mean, Texas A&M, when they're at their best, they're good enough to beat anyone. When they're at their worst, they could literally lose to anyone, as we saw throughout the season, right? But, I mean, the stars were out for A&M, man. I mean, it's hard to ask for much more than what you got from Radford, from Taylor, from your guards. They were fantastic. 26 offensive rebounds, 23 on the defensive side, 49 total rebounds. And the comeback late, the comeback late was so impressive, to have the determination, the grit, the ability to late in that ball game, right, not cave and make a comeback, but obviously too little too late. And Houston's a great team. Obviously, many people, that is their national champion. And again, guys, I think Buzz Williams is building something special in College Station, but I think this season does need to be studied for Texas A&M. It needs to be examined. It's going to be a long offseason of figuring out what went wrong, because A&M was a team, they had that 15-game winning streak last year in conference play, and things never clicked for whatever reason this year. And, a season in which, let's just say, the aspirations and the expectations and the hopes and dreams were much greater than getting eliminated in the second game of the first weekend. So, again, guys, a great game, a thrilling game, a fantastic March Madness game. And hey, listen, I'll admit I had Texas A&M on the spread. So I'm not, I was happy that A&M found a way to cover, but hey, we wanted the victory. I also picked Texas A&M to win the ball game. They couldn't get it done. And, you just look at those free throws, man. I mean, it's, we can go so many different directions, this point in the game, that point in the game, momentum, this, that, defense. But man, I mean, if you just make your free throws, you win the ball game. And so it'll be a long offseason in College Station wondering what could have been as Houston advances to the Sweet 16 while Texas A&M and Buzz Williams pack their bags and head home.